Serious art versus having fun. Hi, my name is Matej, and this is Surviving Art. If you had asked me what I thought about art and creativity a few years ago, I would have replied with something like, art is a powerful and sacred phenomenon that can transform our very essence. And while I still believe this to be true, I must confess I have become much less serious with my work and my outlook on creating, and I believe that this is a much healthier way of looking at things. Rather than taking everything we do overly seriously, I believe we should have fun with what we do first. Because we can still get an important message across even if we're having a blast, something my former self could never agree with. Most messages only really get communicated via humor or some other tool that lightens the mood of the communication. If nothing else, I find that I remember more information if it is presented to me via a funny statement, even if the statement was of an ironic or sarcastic nature. I mean, think South Park or The Simpsons. But there's a much deeper problem I have with being overly serious. I believe the glorification of any topic that we cherish a lot is a defense mechanism put in place by our subconscious mind to protect our beliefs from the constant self-doubt we carry in ourselves. And the best medicine for self-doubt is exposing one's vulnerabilities. Because we now have the incomprehensible luck of living in a society so well-formed and so safe, historically speaking, that there's really no real need to not expose oneself and one's insecurities. In reality, the mechanism only works best when we are in real, mortal danger, like having to show strong dominance in a group of other dominant individuals to guard ourselves from being outcast or even killed. Now, obviously, the caveman times are over and you can be a total moron today without any real repercussions. In reality, it's the morons of our society that usually even flourish, both financially and socially. We even look up to them. The brave warrior of yesterday has become the fearless buffoon of today, not afraid to show their vulnerabilities and bear the scars of society has brought upon them with pride. The point is, insecurities can create a false need to be dignified and to hide our faults behind such a facade. And a lot of the theoretical, overly complex conversations in art are just that. Camouflage for our insecurities. Rather than hiding behind them, we all should embrace them. Social media, especially YouTube, have done miracles for us because they let us express ourselves to the masses. We should, in fact, build on our faults and use them to propagate our careers and our lives towards a better future. It's like covering a zit, really. You can, but no normal person will actually be fooled by the makeup, because unless you're a master makeup artist, anyone can tell you have a zit on your face, regardless of how much you try to cover it up. The only people who will tell you otherwise are those that are doing the same thing with their zits. So, instead of covering up our zits, be it on our faces or on our souls, maybe wear them with pride, have fun, and even get a green smoothie once in a while with the money and energy you could have otherwise spent on your facade. Unlike makeup and overly complex words, a nice sip of green vegetable juice or the mental equivalent of a green smoothie that is not giving a damn and being content with one's life, both will not only bring you more joy in your life and your creative work, but may even heal some of the issues that made you start building your facade in the first place. Thanks for listening. See you next time on Surviving Art.